Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Well, today is New Year's Eve, and I'm recording this show for you for our New Year's program. I'm sorry I haven't been on the air for the last few months. Life has taken a turn, and I've often wondered, what am I doing? Shouldn't I be recording shows? And somehow the circumstances just haven't allowed it, if you can understand that in Reiki. So I've been pondering this and wanting to know what it means in my own path with Reiki, what it means in my own path with the show, and what it means in life in general, because some really interesting things have happened. Things that I don't understand and feel that it's my time to somehow be clear with my own spirituality. I'll talk more about this later, but meanwhile, of course, every year I have a piece of music that I use in conjunction with the meditation that I'm going to do. And this year, it's the song Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. And Leonard Cohen wrote this song in 1984, maybe earlier than that. And people were not willing to actually publish it when he first wrote it. And so it was just released under an album named Various Positions in 1984. It didn't get very recognized, and then a man by the name of John Cale recorded it again, and it broke through, and now over 300 artists have recorded Hallelujah in some form or another. The words are very interesting, and it's been very puzzling for me all these years to try to figure out why this song has so much appeal, especially now in this day and age. Is it really about God? Is it really about praising the Lord's name, which is the original meaning of Hallelujah, taken from the Hebrew? And I wonder, can I really say Hallelujah to some of the things that have happened to me? Not happened to me, I won't say that way, but some of the things that have gone on around me and in my life recently. And what this song is about for me is a time when we really break down, that our worlds are coming together and they're not always in peace. They don't always make sense. And sometimes they're really broken. And this song really addresses that conundrum, that puzzle that we all have in our life. And I feel like that Reiki really helps us to address. So first of all, I'm just going to play the song for you. And if you would like to follow along on another listening, you can go to a website and find out what the lyrics are. Because even though they change a little bit with one rendition to another, they basically are the same. It's like the first verse is, I've heard there was a secret chord that David plays and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. And for me, what that means is that David, who played the harp to his king, and he was noted to have a gift in music that superseded the words and the music, but led people to a spirituality that they didn't know existed. And that was his secret chord. And it pleased the Lord, but did the music really matter? And yet the king, in his hearing it, wanted to do things and wanted to be a king that created a hallelujah experience. And he didn't really know how to do that. And I feel that this is such a pivotal question for us at this time. Everything from, if I get on an airplane, for instance, and come and see you in Europe or Asia or Hong Kong or Japan, then I feel that I'm compromising the earth and its atmosphere and, you know, putting, contributing, I would say, to the ozone layers, problems, and to my own problems, my own health problems and issues. Because riding on airplanes is not very good for your health, but I do it all the time. So, but when I get there and I feel that I've made a contribution to people's lives in understanding what this practice is about and what their next steps are and what's held for them in the lineage, then I feel that I've done the work, as we say. I have contributed in some way to the advancement of who we are as spiritual beings. And that goes from there to 2 days or 3 days before our wedding, our best friend, Chris, died very suddenly on her way to the wedding. And we were creating hallelujah at this wedding, and we needed to do it at the same time celebrating Chris's life and understanding that we would miss her deeply for the rest of our lives. Was it okay to celebrate? And we all knew that that's what she would have wanted. But the question for me was, is it what I want? Can I celebrate and at the same time grieve? And I feel that that's what's being asked of us today over and over. That later on in the song, he says, love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. And for me, it means that love is not about fulfilling our dreams and expectations of the good things. It's about surviving and being together and being able to see that a broken hallelujah is also a good thing, that it's something that comes to us and gives us strength and character and allows us to accept all the energy that comes to us, whether we like it or not, and whether we embrace it or not in the moment, and whether or not we know why. So this phrase, a broken hallelujah, has been really uppermost in my mind recently, and very beautiful for me, because it's like this paradox that's spoken in this phrase that allows me to remember that I can't always do what I want to do. I can't always show my love in the way that I want to show my love to you. I can't always be who you want me to be. I can't always be who I want to be. But Reiki comes and gives me comfort and allows me to understand that who I am at this very moment is who I am, and the message is enjoy it. Here's the song now. I'll be back. Put your hands on yourself and start your treatment. The meditation will follow after this.
Heard there was a secret chord David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew ya. Well, she tied you to her kitchen chair, she broke your throne and cut your hair. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's continue treating ourselves. The universe gave us a sacred cord. That was Reiki. Something that touches us inside, in our soul, in our spirit, and somehow harmonizes and brings us together. And like all music, there are discords, there are opportunities for lifting, and there's peace and quiet, and sometimes understanding. For all that we are human beings. We are a part of the music, and we are the music. We play our notes, and sometimes they sound like a discord, but it's only because it moves to harmony, and we need the discord to get to harmony. Sometimes there are people in our lives that move us to disharmony, to dissonance. And those people draw us more strongly, more clearly to harmonics. All over the world, there are different tones, different scales, different harmonies. And if we played them all together, they would in the beginning sound like cacophony. And after a while, over a stretch of time, they would begin to sort themselves out. And you would hear one harmony over another for a while. And that harmony is what you listen to in your life for a while. And then the minor fall happens, another major lift, and you're into another harmony. Our life goes in cycles. Our life goes with its ups and downs, but it doesn't really ever stop. It's always a hallelujah. It can feel like a broken hallelujah, but the secret is that it's always hallelujah. If you haven't already, move your hands to your heart, to the center of your chest. You know, in Japanese, kokoro is the word for heart-mind. Always the heart and the mind are connected. And it is only in disharmony of heart, mind, that tragic things happen. Tragic in the sense that it creates disharmony to the point of going to survival. When our heart mind is connected in harmony, then we choose and live lives that contain everything in the universe: birth, life, death, love, hatred, confusion, understanding, loneliness, and solitude. For all these things, we have Reiki. We join together today in this special day for many of us, January 1st, with our hearts and minds connected to one thought. Hallelujah. Let us praise ourselves, for we are an expression of God. Let us praise ourselves, for everything is God. Let us understand that we are Reiki, and that everything is Reiki. Everything. And that the practice brings us to a place where we can stay open to everything. Let that energy move through your body right now, noticing if there's resistance or if there's places that are hard to go into. You can see the energy of Reiki as light. Just notice where there are places that the light is a little darker than you would have imagined. And just allow it to be. For when the light comes, it will shine. Allow your attention to go into your body. Be aware of your breathing. And whenever you come to a place where your breath can't penetrate, where the light doesn't seem to touch it, sing hallelujah. Apply Reiki. And know that there is healing on the way. Not healing to correct a wrong. Not healing to make it right. But healing in the sense of bringing it to wholeness, bringing whatever that place is, to be a part of you in this present day, for you to use and to resource and to be with. We are all a part of this wonderful universe. Every part of our body is a sacred part of who we are on this earth. When we treat ourselves we treat everyone. When we treat ourselves, we treat all of the levels of our being. When we treat ourselves, we are creating hallelujah. Let us come back to our surroundings. If you have your eyes closed, open them slowly. Take in the rest of the world. Take in all of the world. Increase your capacity to see and to hear. Become one. Become more one with the world. Reiki gives us this possibility. It is the great gift of Reiki and a practice. But it takes practice. We're also trained to only see the things we love, to only pay attention to the people that we love, to only pay attention to the things about people that we love. Now it's our chance to embrace your friend, your family member, yourself, wholly, embracing the things that you don't love, the things that irritate you, the things that might be a broken hallelujah. This is our New Year's pledge, our New Year's work for this year. Perhaps those of you who have come to Reiki and have seen everything already, this may be not so important or perhaps not so difficult. But for most of us, including myself, every day brings me something to grow into, to expand, to embrace, to say hallelujah to. I'm going to leave you now, and I want you to know that I'm with you, whether I'm on the air or not, but I hope to continue to post shows every once in a while. And perhaps the cycle will turn and I'll be back every week. Meanwhile, there's a treasure in the archives I've listened to many of the shows numerous times myself, and every time I listen to one, I hear something different. These are not special people that I interviewed, but they're people who were willing to share their lives and their stories with you, and to inspire you, to give you a new perspective, perhaps, to create a foundation of what Reiki can mean to all of us, the individual and the similarities, the encouragement to accept oral tradition as a great teaching tool, as our primary teaching tool and our primary way of learning. I will end the show now, and I'll play a version of Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, the author. This is from his album Live in London. I listened to many of his other versions, and I don't like them because they have a lot of chorus in them and a lot of orchestration. And we're going to try to lessen the amount of clapping that's before and after the song. But perhaps you will enjoy it because it's so full of love and so full of giving. And I encourage you, if you enjoy both of these versions, to buy the albums, to support them in their service to humanity. Musicians are incredible, and they give freely. And it's really important for us to support them and the record companies that produce them, so that we can keep moving with music to remind us that we are music. The first version was from Katie Lang, and her album was Hallelujah. And thank you to Leonard Cohen, who wrote this song, who inspired us, and who gave us the question. And now for Leonard.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah. Needed proof. the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, and she broke your throne, and she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Now, maybe there's a God above. As for me, all I ever learned from love is how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. But it's not a cry that you hear tonight. It's not some pilgrim who claims to have seen the light. No, it's a cold and it's a very broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Stand right here before the Lord of Song.
nothing on my tongue but hallelujah. 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 Thanks so much, Ben. What a great honor to play for you.
This is Phyllis Ferramoto wishing you a fulfilling and wholesome 2015. Whenever you celebrate the new year, whenever you celebrate yourself, please remember that we are all hallelujah.